Hi, this is Mary from Family First.
Yeah, hi. I think that you're the one I need. I am the patient. My name is Lisa Fuller.
Lisa.
Fuller, FULLER.
Okay, I have you here.
Okay, I am yours.
No, but I can transfer you to your coordinator. Give me 1 second, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right. Okay, I'm going to transfer you right now.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lisa Fuller.
Good morning, Lisa. This is Valeria from Family First. How may I help you today?
Okay. I have a couple questions for you. The first one is my caregiver forgot to clock out twice. How do we fix that?
To forgot to clock in and out is not an excuse that can we can allow some time sheet, but she has to be, like careful with that. She must try to clock in and out each day because that's the only proof that we have that you're receiving services,
Okay, well,
So
I'm telling you that I am receiving
we can
services,
fix.
but.
Yes, but we need to her clock in and out, okay? She must be careful. To fix that, we request time sheets, but we only approve one time sheet per week.
Okay.
Yeah, we can fix it with the time sheet. Which days she forgot to clock out?
I don't remember.
No, I remember. Okay, I will get in touch with her, with Renee, or no, she will work at 5. Okay, I will reach out her and let her and ask her which days she forgot to clock out. I requested a time sheet for last week. I see that she didn't clock out on Saturday, so I will reach out her and make sure which days she forgot to clock in and clock out. Okay, or clock out.
All right. Also, she told me that she was clocking in and out correctly for the past couple weeks, but the last 2 weeks, the last 2 Fridays when she got paid, her check was only $330.
Because she has several missed clock in and clock out, she was advised upper manager that we won't bill more time sheets if she's still failing with clock in and clock out. If she's not clock in and clock out, if she's doing, she can open in the app, in the menu, in option visits, and if she did it well each day, clock in and clock out, we can see it in the app. But so far, there's only like 3 or 4 days that she clock in and clock out well. The other days she didn't. She
For this
didn't.
week?
Last week she did it, but she didn't clock in and clock out on Sunday and missed the clock out on Saturday. But from
Oh my
Monday
God.
through Friday, she did it well.
She did good though.
She did it well. She did it well from Monday to Friday.
All right, and so that will reflect on the paycheck she gets tomorrow.
The what?
The paycheck that she'll be receiving tomorrow.
The paycheck for tomorrow, she will be paid for the time that she clocked in and out, but I requested a time sheet for Saturday. I did it by email and text message, but she didn't send the time sheet yet for Saturday.
Okay, if she sends it right now, will that come on her check tomorrow?
This Saturday, yes. Yes, we have time. Yep.
Okay. I will let her know.
Yes, so please check her email, yep, and text message.
Okay, so it's Saturday and what, Sunday?
But Sunday she didn't clock in and clock out.
At all?
At all, yes.
She was definitely here on Sunday.
Okay, only for this time I would allow that time, but she didn't clock out also on Monday. So she cannot forget to clock in and clock out. This is mandatory.
Wow. Okay, so Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
So far, only last weekend, okay? I have to escalate it with my manager because she was advised by my supervisor and she's still missing the clocks.
Right.
Okay. So far, we are going to pay. Remember that we pay from Monday to Sunday, so I'm going to allow Saturday and Sunday, okay? I'm going to rescind the email so she can check right now.
Are you going to send her an email right now?
Over again, yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, Lisa, thank you to you for getting in touch with me, okay? Anything else I can
help? No problem. No, that's it.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.